Well, hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Can I Get a Witness podcast. We've been walking through this powerful series called Rejoicing Through the Struggle.
You're tuned in to Can I Get a Witness podcast, where faith gets real, scripture stays front and center, and encouragement meets everyday life. We're diving deep into the Word, from spiritual warfare and forgiveness to social struggles and finding true freedom in Christ. No topic is off limits, and no believer walks alone. So lean in, get ready, and let's strengthen your walk and brighten your life. Right here on Can I Get a Witness with Keith Contreras.
Well, so far we've talked about finding joy in trials, peace in storms, hope as our anchor, and God's strength in our weakness. And today, we're wrapping up with one of the most inspiring examples in Scripture of what it looks like to rejoice in the hardest moments. Paul and Silas singing hymns in prison. This episode is called Singing in the Midnight Hour. Our scripture is Acts 16:25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Now, let's set the scene. Paul and Silas weren't in a comfortable church pew. They weren't at a worship concert with lights and sound systems. They were in a prison. They had just been beaten. They were chained and sitting in darkness. And what were they doing? Singing, praying, worshiping. They were doing all that in the midnight hour. That kind of joy doesn't make sense to the world, but that's the kind of joy the gospel produces. Because when you know Jesus, your circumstances don't determine your praise. Your Savior does. Let's notice a few things here. Number one, they chose to worship in the dark. Midnight in prison isn't exactly a praise-filled environment, but worship is not about where you are. It's about who God is. Paul and Silas didn't wait for morning or for the chains to fall or for their release. They sang while still chained. Number two, their worship was a witness. The verse says the other prisoners were listening. When you rejoice in your midnight hour, people notice. Your worship becomes a testimony. It tells the world, my God is still good, even here. And number three, worship brings breakthrough. If you keep reading Acts 16, you see that as Paul and Silas sang, an earthquake shook, the prison doors flew open, and the chains fell off. Now, here's the truth. God doesn't always break us out of every circumstance immediately, but worship always breaks those chains in our spirit. It loosens fear. It lifts heaviness. It fills us with hope. I want you to think about this. Midnight represents the darkest part of the night. It's the moment when things feel most hopeless, but it's also the turning point. Because after midnight, the light of dawn is on its way. Friend, if you're in a midnight hour right now, your dawn is coming. So how do we apply this to our lives? Sing anyway. Even when you don't feel like it, open your mouth and worship. Praise is not about how you feel. It's about declaring who God is. We've got to pray and sing together. Paul and Silas weren't alone. They lifted their voices together. Don't underestimate the power of community worship, even if it's just you and a friend praying in a living room. We've got to let your midnight be your ministry. Remember, others are watching how you respond to struggles. Your midnight song may be the very thing that leads someone else to Jesus. I'll tell you this, when you can worship God in the midnight hour, you are untouchable to the enemy, because he can throw chains on your body, but he can't chain up your praise. Maybe you're listening right now and you feel like you're sitting in your own midnight hour, confused, hurting, waiting for breakthrough. Be encouraged, my friend. You are not alone. The same God who shook the prison for Paul and Silas is with you. This week, when the midnight hour comes, whether that's at 2 a.m., worry, or a heavy day at work, or a moment when fear grips your heart, I challenge you, sing. Put on a worship song, hum a hymn, or simply whisper, "Thank you, Jesus." Let your praise rise even in the dark. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the example of Paul and Silas. Teach us to lift our voices in worship, even in the midnight hours of life. Remind us that our praise is powerful, that it's a witness, and that you're always worthy. For those listening who feel chained right now, break their spirit free through worship. Fill them with joy that cannot be shaken. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining me today and this week on this series, Rejoicing Through the Struggle. This wraps it up, and I pray it has encouraged you to find joy, peace, hope, strength, and a song, no matter what season you're in. Until next week, stay grounded, stay in the Word, and as always, let your light shine. Can I get a witness?
Thanks for listening in today. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss out on God's best work for your life. Remember, the walk of faith is a journey, not a destination. And we're here to walk it with you through every season. For more inspiration and simple biblical truth, connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/keepfintrustministry. Until next time, keep walking strong and shining bright.